Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Kevin Wall with you. You know, for the last 3+ years, we have done this show, and we have done it without our next guest. And how we survived, I don't know. We're talking about Mark Hutchison. He's the lieutenant governor of the state of Nevada. He'll be leaving office in January. And we're going to miss him. I mean, his ability to speak fast, presiding over the Senate, is something that you got to see to believe. He is absolutely amazing. But he joins us in studio. He, of course, from Hutchison Stephan. And you're here in a private capacity, not as lieutenant governor. But it's good to have you with us. How have we missed you the last 3+ years?
I don't know, Kevin, but you've thrived. I'm thrilled to be in your new studio. This is a beautiful location, beautiful facilities. Befitting a man of your talent, ability, and accomplishment.
You are too kind. I want to ask you, the lieutenant governor thing all goes away after the election coming up in November. Are you going to miss it?
You know, I'm going to miss being involved in public service and the people I've had a chance to get to know and to serve and to help. And I'm going to miss serving with Brian Sandoval. I'm going to miss serving with my other constitutional officers, including Adam Laxalt. I'm going to miss, frankly, serving with the state Senate. I was president of the state Senate and have a lot of great colleagues and friends in the state Senate. So I'm going to miss the association with the great people of the state of Nevada and the leaders of the state of Nevada.
And isn't it great that, and I learned this years ago, and I'm assuming it's everywhere, that you don't call the lieutenant governor, you always call him governor. Is that true? Is that true here?
People tell me that that's the protocol, unless the governor's in the same room.
Oh, there you go. and by the way, the governor got married.
He did. Yes, he did. I saw him this week in a couple different board and commission meetings that we sit together on, and he looked very happy, Kevin.
Okay. I want to talk about something that has been a part of our political lives for the last couple of years. It has cost some politicians their career. We're talking about Badlands Golf Course.
Right.
And the fact that there have been developers that have wanted to build their residential housing, people that are already there say, oh, you can't do that. We've got lawsuits. We've got all kinds of things. And we've got something right now that City of Las Vegas could well be on the hook at some point for millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars?
Tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, potentially, yes.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning because I want to make sure everybody is on board here with how this thing all began, Badlands Golf Course.
Well, Badlands Golf Course has been around for many years. As a matter of fact, my law offices borders Badlands Golf Course. My conference rooms look out over the former Badlands Golf Course. And so I've watched Badlands Golf Course over the years, and it was at one time an active golf course. It never has been very successful. There have been multiple owners, multiple lessors of that golf course, and it just really never was a thriving course that made much money. Eventually, those who were leasing the golf course said, "We just can't make a go of it any longer." And the lease ran out. They didn't wish to renew it, even with some very favorable terms that were offered, including basically no rent. And they just said, we can't do it. And so, as you probably know, across the country, golf courses are shutting down because they're becoming less profitable, and this was one of them.
The people that were already there.
Yes.
What legally did they know to be the fact? Did they assume that there would never, ever be any other development than a golf course there, or were they notified that there might ultimately be some other kind of development that would be there? It would probably always be single-family dwellings, but there would be some development there.
Well, those who have their residences that surround the former Badlands Golf Course, I don't know what their assumptions were when they bought, but I can tell you what their legal documents said. Their legal documents said very clearly that the golf course was first not part of their association or their community. They had no rights to it. They had no rights to views across it. They had no rights to expect that it wouldn't be developed. And in fact, it said in all of their development documents, particularly the custom lots that abut the former golf course, as well as the tower that abuts the former golf course, all of their legal documents said, this can be developed in the future. We're making no representations about what's going to be built in the future.
And these are legal documents that if you look in the files, it's there.
It's all there. It's all recorded. It's all a matter of public record. It's documents that had to be provided and supplied to every single person who had a custom home built in Queens Ridge, or who had bought a custom home or condominium in One Queens Ridge Place. So they were all supplied with these documents, these what we call real estate disclosure documents, as well as the CC&Rs that are recorded on the property.
CC&Rs are?
Covenants and restrictions that are placed on real property to give notice to whoever's going to buy the real property. But there are restrictions and there are covenants that you have to be aware of. And one of the covenants and one of the restrictions was that there could be future development on this property. There were maps provided and recorded that said this could be future development. And so it really came as somewhat of a head-scratcher when a lot of these individuals, and I say a lot, really a handful of individuals in a very large community out in Queens Ridge, who stepped forward and said, "We're going to fight this because we don't think you can develop on this property." We were actually surprised by that because of the legal documents they had signed.
Mark Hutchison joining us from Hutchison Stephan. He also happens to be the lieutenant governor, but he's here as a private country lawyer, as I like to call him. And we're talking about what's happening at Badlands. Who is Johan Lowy?
Johan Lowy is one of the principals of the company that acquired the company that owned the Badlands Golf Course. A company called Four Stars owned the Badlands Golf Course, and Johan Lowy and his partners, the DeHarts, they acquired that company that owned the Badlands Golf Course. And then that golf course that was formerly a golf course was then made up of about 10 different parcels. And now there are about three different owners of those 10 different parcels that constitute the former Badlands Golf Course.
This is where we begin talking about government overreach.
That's right.
This is Johan Lowy, his company. He owns this property. He wants to build on it.
That's right.
The current homeowners there have a piece of paper that says, we will eventually probably develop on this land.
Right.
Bring us where we are now. Now we're back in court.
Right. We have there are actually multiple lawsuits and multiple actions, both in state and federal court, regarding all of the disputes that now have surfaced because my client, before they purchased the property, went to the city and said, we want a verification of what the zoning is on this golf course. Is it just a golf course? Can it be used for any other purpose? What's the underlying zoning? And they got a signed, written letter from the city of Las Vegas saying this is zoned for residential development.
Now, this seems to be pretty cut and dried. You've got a document from the city. All of the local homeowners have development documents in their files. So why can't Johann Lowy develop this property? What's standing in his way?
Because city council members have decided that they are going to bow to the pressure of people who are politically and financially powerful. There is a city council member who ran specifically.
Let's name names.
Steve Soroka.
Thank you.
Who ran specifically as a candidate, saying that this is literally what he said in an open meeting before, I believe it was the Planning Commission. He said, over my dead body, will this golf course be developed. And you just can't do that. I mean, you can make whatever campaign promises you make, but you can't say, if I'm elected, I'm going to deprive somebody of their constitutional right. Remember, the Constitution is designed to protect citizens against its government and citizen overreach. And so when you buy property that is developable, and then you have a politician come in and say, over my dead body, will it be developed? There's a constitutional issue here. There's a constitutional issue, and there's a government overreach. And ever since he was elected, Steve Soroka has done everything in his power to prevent the development of this property.
Bring us to the here and now. Where are we in this process?
Yeah.
Previously, it's been a matter of city council meetings and planning committee meetings, planning commission meetings, and there's been a lot of back and forth, and, well, we'll do this, well, maybe we won't. We've had court cases.
Right.
Where are we in the process?
So in the process, when you wish to develop a property, you've got to submit applications to the city, to the city's planning department, and then it goes to the planning commission, and then it goes to the city council for approval. There have been multiple applications submitted. There has been one set of applications that were granted that allowed some development in one of the corners of the property, but then that was litigated. The property owners took that to court. It was litigated. It's now on an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. There have been other applications to develop other parts of the golf course that have then been denied by the city council. That has gone to court now. Courts have weighed in on that in various ways. Some of those are up on appeal, and so it's a situation, Kevin, where there have been attempts to develop the property with various application packages going before the city, and those have been now litigated, and some of them are currently before the Nevada Supreme Court.
Steve Soroka is a politician.
Right.
These other individuals, these homeowners, I can recall planning commission meetings where city officials were told, okay, the attorney from this developer is going to visit with the residents. We're going to try and work something out.
Right.
We're going to try and negotiate something.
Right.
And nothing to my knowledge has really come of that. Is that still a possibility? You could just sit down with the homeowners and say, tell you what, we are going to develop this property. We got the paperwork to do it. Legally, the law is on our side. But let's see if we can make everybody happy here.
There have been about, if memory serves, there have been about 150 to 200 different meetings with the developer and the homeowners. This has been happening over the course of 3 years. Many, 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 many meetings. And frankly, there are a handful of very powerful, influential people living within Queensridge who have said publicly, over my dead body, this will not be developed, like Steve Soroka, and others who have said not one home will ever be built on the former Badlands Golf Course, ever. And so it's very difficult to sit down with individuals who say, our position is you're never going to develop. And when you say to them, well, what is your position? What's the end game here? The end game is you turn over the property to us plus water rights. That's what the end game is. Are you going to pay for it? Of course not. We may let you develop somewhere else in the property, but you turn over the bulk of it to us with water rights. Otherwise, we're going to oppose you every step of the way. And that's exactly what they've done. They've wanted to have this property turned over to them with no compensation, full property rights and water rights. And when my client said no, they then enlisted the help of politicians who were favorably inclined towards them, and they have litigated the heck out of this.
How much are the water rights worth, or do we know?
Water rights and property rights over there in the Badlands, former Badlands Golf Course area, are worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Johann Lowy, is he willing to go to the mat on this thing? I mean, this would be a thing where you as an attorney could say, hey, you know, let's just let it go. We got another piece of property 7 miles away, really good, and we won't have any of these problems. is he willing to go to the mat for this?
First, Johann Lowy is a wonderful individual who has done an awful lot for this community. and is one of the finest developers. EHB companies, along with the DeHarts, have been one of the finest developers that we've ever had in Las Vegas. They have developed, for example, 40% of the custom homes in Queens Ridge built by Johan Lowy and his partners. They built the Tivoli Square. They've built Sahara Center. They've built One's Queens Ridge Place, the big towers there. They built the Supreme Court and Appellate Court building in downtown Las Vegas. These are sophisticated, smart professionals who want to create a fabulous environment out there in Queens Ridge area where the former Badlands Golf Course is located, and they've been unwilling to do so. Now, he is also a businessman, Johan Lowy. He's a rational person. He's willing to strike a deal, but he's been unable to strike any kind of a deal with homeowners who come to him and say, give me all the property, give me the water rights, or we're going to oppose you every step of the way. He's not going to put up with that. He'll fight that all the way to the mat, and that's where he finds himself.
Our final minutes coming up with Mark Hutchison. He is the lieutenant governor, but he is also with Hutchison Stefan, and he represents Johan Lowy and his company. This ultimately, at least on TV when I watch this kind of stuff, it always ends up being, well, what does the law say?
Right.
Legally. Who is on the best solid legal ground?
We have no question that one of two things is going to happen. One, my client will be able to develop the property, which is what they purchased it for, which is what the city of Las Vegas represented them. They could do with the existing zoning that was on the property. I believe that's their constitutional right to be able to develop that property. Or if they can't develop it, the city of Las Vegas and the taxpayers of the Las Vegas are going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in inverse condemnation damages to my client. You are either going to develop that property or the city of Las Vegas is going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in condemnation damages. My client is protected by the United States Constitution. If government takes property, which is clearly what the government is doing here, they are preventing him from developing his property, their property, I should say, then they've got to pay for that. The government cannot simply say, we're going to prevent you from developing your property over the last 3 years now, and maybe permanently, without paying for it. So they've already had a temporary taking of property. The question now is it going to be permanent taking? So one of those things, two things will happen. My client will be able to develop this property, or the citizens of the city of Las Vegas and the taxpayers of the city of Las Vegas are going to pay a whole bunch of money in damages.
And by the way, you guys are pretty good at Hutchison Stefan.
We're pretty good, and others, particularly those who are handling the condemnation action, are the very best in the state of Nevada, who have had the most success in condemnation cases. Kermit Waters' firm is outstanding, as are the other firms that are involved in this litigation as well.
Okay, and in our final minute, I've got to ask you about the council. There have been changes on the council.
Yeah.
Where is the council on this, city council?
Well, the city council, after the election of Steve Soroka, have tended to vote with him, except for a couple of occasions. There have been votes opposing what Mr. Soroka is attempting to do, most prominently by Councilwoman Fiore, and also at times the mayor, although she has been on both sides of the issue. But for the most part, Steve Soroka has had tremendous sway over the city council, and unfortunately, the city council is listening to him and will, one way or the other, pay the price. And they've already had to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in attorney's fees. They'll continue to do that. And if they continue to stop the development of the property, they'll pay hundreds of millions of dollars in damages.
Mark, thanks so much for stopping by. Keep us posted, would you, please?
We will.
Mark Hutchison, he's the lieutenant governor for a while, but he'll always be a good old country lawyer with Hutchison Stefan. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888- 738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business. And that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up, if you missed Dinesh D'Souza, he's got a great new film out. You got to go see it, Death of a Nation. Stick around. You'll be able to hear Dinesh D'Souza in his own words talk about his brand new film. That's all coming up live and local now.
Don't you love her badly? 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beginning next week, we've got tickets to give away for the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville coming up on Saturday, August 25th. So be listening tomorrow. We'll tell you how you can win. And then beginning Monday, we will be giving away tickets for this event at the Corley Ranch, Gardnerville. It is one of the prettiest settings. You'll absolutely love it. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Dinesh D'Souza. He is an author. He's a filmmaker. He's one of the most successful documentary filmmakers of our time. He sells more tickets than anybody, and he's absolutely brilliant. This is his fourth film, Death of a Nation, and I asked Dinesh D'Souza if it's his best film.
I think it is, and the reason I say that is because, my first movie on Obama was a traditional documentary. It was a voyage. I went to Hawaii and Indonesia, Kenya. The movie was mainly made up of interviews. So you can see as I moved along, this being my fourth film, I do more historical recreations. I'm able to create more vivid situations. So we've gotten better at the sort of technical aspects of making a movie. And moving these documentary films to being something closer to docudramas, or in some ways even resembling a feature film.
Where do you find the actors? I mean, the acting in this is really good, as you call them, recreations. But is it tough to find actors that'll work with you? You are a conservative. You have a certain message. Are there people in Hollywood that just won't deal with you?
No, it isn't really that, because actually I'd initially envisioned shooting this film, especially some of the early scenes of fascism in Italy and also in Germany. I wanted to shoot it in Dallas. And then I realized that American actors, frankly, are just far too pink-cheeked and well-fed and happy-looking to be able to play the decadent atmosphere that was there in Europe between the two wars. And so I jumped on a plane and took our team. We went to Munich and Prague. We found German-speaking actors who looked the part. And so we're able to create a much more vivid feeling of being in early fascist Italy with Mussolini's black shirts or with Hitler's brown shirts in the 1930s. And it gives the moviegoer a much more authentic sense of what it was like to be there.
One of the things that I loved about this film, most films, you know, that are like this, sometimes at the end, people get up and cheer. This was one of the few movies where people got up and cheered about 6-7 minutes in when you're going back to Election Day 2016 and the surprise that everybody couldn't believe could happen. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Why did you include that? I'm curious.
Well, I included that sequence, and it's essentially the left, you know, in supreme confidence that it was going to win the election, scorning and mocking Trump and mocking Trump supporters, and then the increasing sense of horror and dismay as Trump won. The reason I put that in is it's the necessary backdrop. The shock of the election is the necessary backdrop to what has happened ever since. And what's happened is that the left and the media, they've concluded, we got to figure out a way to overturn the election. How do we cancel out the result of the election we lost? Well, let's say that Trump is like Hitler circa 1933. Because if we lived in Nazi Germany in 1933 and Hitler had been democratically elected, I think we would agree that we would be justified in trying to overthrow him. And in fact, in using pretty much any means necessary to do that, because we know what would have come later. So what the left is trying to do with these incendiary accusations of racism and fascism, which are at the heart of my movie, is they're trying to use it to overturn or delegitimize the Trump presidency. That's why this is an essential part of the story.
I want to ask you about something that I've found to be kind of a common thread through a couple of your films, and that is this notion of plantation politics, and that it's been Democrats in all these major urban centers led by, in many cases, by African-Americans. And you talk about plantation politics. What is plantation politics?
So plantation politics is not only the origin of the Democratic Party, but it's its current modus operandi, its current way of operating. Now, here's what I mean by that. In the old days, the Democrats would exploit a single group, blacks, reduce them to servile dependency on the plantation as slaves, steal the fruits of their labor, and this would be kept really by the Democratic plantation owner. Now, today the Democrats have a modified plantation system. They don't use the big house of slavery. The big house has now become, if you will, the federal government, the White House, if you might say so. And so what the Democrats try to do is they try to round up every ethnic group and create a system of enforced dependency in which the ethnic group relies on the federal government and relies on the progressives and Democrats who administer the federal government in order to get the meager provisions to live. So basic food and health care and clothing and so on. So you're dependent on the Democratic Party to deliver the goods. And all that the Democratic Party wants in exchange from you is something that it's free for you to give, your vote. So if you give your votes collectively to them, let's just say 90% of blacks all agree, we'll vote for the Democratic Party, the Democrats then say, we'll use your votes to come to power. We will then loot the Treasury, keep most of it for ourselves, but give some of it to you. So this system, and by the way, the Democrats today have a multicultural plantation. They've got ghettos for blacks. They've got barrios for Latinos. They've got reservations for the Native Americans. So this is how they operate. They're trying to produce, put every ethnic group into a system of enforced dependency. I think it's a horrible life. And I think the challenge of the Republican Party is to find a way to break up the Democratic plantation.
Again, Dinesh D'Souza joining us. The film Death of a Nation, I highly recommend it. There is a book that goes with it. Which comes first for you, Dinesh? Do you believe in doing the book first? Do you do the film first and then base the book on the film? How do you do that?
Well, I do them in some ways. I suppose chronologically I'm doing them at the same time. But I would have to say that the book, which is to say the argument, the research support, has to come first, because that's where you get the intellectual spine for the movie. Now, movies are very different than books, so I've got to find a way then to take these arguments in the book and reconstruct them into an emotional narrative that will drive a movie. So the two mediums are quite different. In some ways, they reach different people. But I think the most powerful mechanism is to read the book and watch the movie, or the other way around, because that way you have the experience of the movie, but then you also have all the evidentiary support in the book and more.
And you know what is amazing? That through all of these movies, all of these books, I don't see the Washington Post or others trying to fact check you. Your notes section is voluminous. Have they just stopped fact checking you?
Well, they tried to fact check me, and then they realized that everything I'm saying is true, and they can't even find minor errors in my work. And so they've given up on that. So their strategy now is either to ignore me, and that's the strategy of ABC, NBC, CNN, and so on. They just pretend there's no movie in 1,000 theaters. If we don't cover it, it doesn't exist. Let's hope that the people ignore this guy. Or the Washington Post strategy recently, where they write an article, Dinesh D'Souza claims that Hitler was a liberal Democrat. No, I don't actually claim that. No one who reads my book or sees the movie will see me claiming that. So what they do is they create a straw man that they invent, then they knock him down, and then they declare victory. We've refuted Dinesh D'Souza because we've shown that Hitler was not a liberal Democrat. I mean, this is the level of sort of shameless stupidity that I'm encountering from otherwise educated people.
You know, one of the things that I think blows a lot of people away about the film is how you expose a so-called alt-right individual as, and it turns out that he's probably a progressive.
Well, this is perhaps the bombshell revelation of the movie, and you'll notice that the mainstream media won't even go close to it. They can't go close to it because if they do, they have to show the clip. And if they show the clip, this is the power of a movie. If I had interviewed the poster boy of white supremacy, this is Richard Spencer we're talking about,
yep,
and if I had published the transcript in the book, it would be persuasive, but it's a whole different level to see the guy. And he walks up and he sits in a chair, and you hear him talking about his politics. And, of course, it's very obvious he thinks that rights don't come from God. They come from the state. He doesn't like Reagan. His favorite presidents are all Democrats. He wants nationalized health care. He says nice things to say about socialism. So you're listening to this guy talk, and you go, wait a minute. For a whole year, I've been told unceasingly that these white nationalists are all on the right, and now I can see for myself that that's a big, fat lie. I mean, the effect is very powerful when you can see it and observe it for yourself.
I know that you have been branded as America's top documentary filmmaker. You sell tons of tickets. How's business been on this film?
It's been fine. I mean, you have to remember, this is a midterm election, and so there's enthusiasm out there. It's obviously not quite the same as a presidential election. I should also mention that people today, viewing habits are changing a little bit. People prefer to watch movies at home than go to the theater. So our movie's in the theater now. It will stay in the theater. But go see it now. Go to deathofanationmovie.com, plug in your zip code, boom, it'll tell you where the movie is playing. Now, later down the road, the movie will come out in home box office before the election. I predict it will do really well then and through Christmas. So the movie's doing just fine. Essentially, we raise investment money to make these movies so I can give investors their money back. So they can give it right back to me to make the next movie.
I love that. And will there be a fifth film?
Yes, I'm sort of beginning to sort of put ideas together for a big movie in 2020. I mean, the election fever is going to be almost unimaginable then. It's a perfect for a movie that interprets the events of that are going on at that time. Of course, the difficulty in a movie is being able to project how things are going to look in 2020. And I'm putting my thinking cap on right now while, of course, aggressively promoting this movie and the accompanying book of the same title.
Let me ask you, and again, Dinesh D'Souza joining us, Death of a Nation, amazing film. Get out, see it, buy the book. It is absolutely incredible. I want to ask you, though, if it's getting easier now, four films in, from a production standpoint, from a distribution standpoint, do you find that it's getting easier to produce these films?
Yes, in the sense that we have a good track record. I mean, we've made, in four movies, $70 million in the theater, so we don't have trouble getting the movie into the theater. What the problem is this, the moment the movie comes out, left-wing critics will go see it, and it doesn't matter how good it is. In fact, the better it is, the more they will say, oh, this is the most boring movie on the planet. I couldn't even stay awake watching this movie. Why do they say that? Because they're on the left. The movie is undermining their core beliefs. And so they come out of the movie hopping mad, and they want to basically prevent other people from seeing it. So if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, look on the left-hand column, 0% rating from the critics. Now, admittedly, that's only 11 guys. Then you look on the right-hand column, 90% rating from the audience. So every guy buying a ticket who goes to see the movie, they love it. Like you say, they're applauding during the movie and at the end. And so the critics are basically just lying to people.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this one. Your book, your film, is about plantation politics. Now we've got a bunch of people that are saying that our president has a race problem, whether it be Omarosa or NFL players who he brands as SOBs. Does this president have a race issue?
Trump is, I would call him, an equal opportunity butt kicker. He's a tough guy. And in fact, that's how we got him, because American politics, the Democrats have gangsterized it under Obama and Hillary. And Republicans realize that. And Republicans know that we've nominated one Boy Scout after another, McCain, Romney, and literally the left demonizes these guys in 5 minutes. And so we don't need more invertebrate Republicans who go hide under their desk or run for their exits. We need a guy like Trump who will punch back. Now, this is part of Trump's emotional personality. You punch at the guy, he's going to punch back. And some may say from a human point of view, that's a weakness. But I would say from a political point of view, it's a strength. I'm really glad that Trump is out there swinging. The guy can throw a punch and he can take a punch. That's what Republicans need right now.
Dinesh, it's always fun visiting with you because usually there is a film or a book attached to the interview. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And again, I hope folks will go out and see this. Thank you so much, Dinesh. We'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it.
I have it. Dinesh D'Souza joining us earlier today. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio, for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Want to save more money on Real Water? Here's an easy way. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. I'm a customer. Wayne Allen Root is a client. And the water is great, but the savings are even greater. Try it. Try it. I'm serious. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. We need to take a break. We'll get to more coming up as we continue Live and Local Now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at MorningInNevadaPAC.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm going to change things up. Sorry about that. We're going to go to cut five. And this is Sarah Sanders being pressed at yesterday's press briefing on the security clearance issue, the fact that John Brennan's being stripped of his security clearance. But listen to how the media is in a frenzy after John Brennan loses his security clearance.
Following up on John's question, how is this announcement by the president, how can Americans not interpret that as a getting back against his critics? And isn't it also an attempt to curtail their freedom of speech by penalizing them for being critical on television?
Not at all. The president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information and who has access to it. And that's what he's doing, is fulfilling that responsibility in this action. This is action only specific to Mr. Brennan, and the others are currently under review.
Is this the kind of precedent he wants to set for future presidents when his administration is out of office, and why are there no Republicans on that list?
Once again, if we deemed it necessarily, we would certainly look into that and be happy to review those. Justin?
I wanted to ask about Turkey, but just to buttonhole on what Jeff said, I guess the reason people would say that this argument strains credibility is there's obvious examples, even from this administration. Your former national security advisor is committed to lying to the FBI. Why is this only a list of Democrats who have been critical of the administration, and why should Americans have confidence that you are taking this seriously if there's not a single Republican on that list?
Again, certainly we would look at those if we deemed it necessary, and we'll keep you posted if that list gets updated.
Simply put, who do you think President Obama, a Democrat, hired? Did he hire a lot of Republicans? I don't know. But the bottom line is, this is like any other business. When you leave the building, you leave your cell phone. If it was company issued, you lose your fob for the parking garage. You lose your ID card. I mean, you turn it all in. You give it to the HR director. Now on the second day, we've got the politicians weighing in. This is Mark Warner. This is cut four. A ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee saying that this John Brennan move is, as he says, troubling.
What we've seen today is one more traditional norm being struck down by this president and this White House. The norm that our intelligence professionals need to be non-political and speak truth to power has been cast aside. It appears obvious to me that this is a White House that feels under siege because of the president's former campaign manager's trial, and obviously some of the issues with his former staffer, Omarosa. This is an attempt to distract the American public from those items that this White House faces on a daily basis. I guess, to me, this had an eerie memory of an enemies list. These people were being singled out to have either their clearances revoked or in the process of being revoked. To me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices of trying to silence anyone who's willing to criticize this president. That puts us, again, in uncharted territory. I wonder if this president, again, I thought there was a bit of an irony that one of the reasons they cited for taking away Mr. Brennan's clearance was erratic behavior. I wonder if this White House has looked itself in the mirror on that very question. And finally, I worry whether this precedent is going to somehow lead to the president trying to take away Mueller and his whole team's security clearances. This is clearly another effort to silence critics and not allow the Mueller investigation, and for that matter, our Senate Intelligence Committee investigation, to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Karen England will talk about transgender bathrooms. That's tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.